Hello, it's John Givens with On This Day, and I'm joined by Jackie Wilcox, by Joel Sanderson-Murray, and by Rob Gutman to look at a few things that have happened on this day in Liverpool's history and use that as a bit of a jumping-off point to discuss some players or fixtures or just general themes around this wonderful football club. But before all that, if there is breaking news, we do like to touch on it. And Rob, as a bit of a preview for the award-winning gutter tomorrow, overnight there's been some scintillating transfer snippets for us all to get a bit giddy about on the social media.
Yeah, I'm a bit gutted that I'm not doing the award-winning gutter tomorrow. But I think we're going to talk about, John, I don't know who's hosting in my absence, but the breaking news yesterday was sources coming out of Argentina. The media there were saying that Liverpool have agreed a deal already for Benfica's Enzo Fernandez, the Argentinian midfielder who's starred in the World Cup so far, and that it's a done deal for the summer. I would, you know, these sort of things come out from elements of the foreign media that we don't really understand the credibility level of or not. But in this case, it seems like there might be some veracity to the story. Some people see on the internet, John, seem to be saying that these sources are credible. So that's very exciting. And also, I think tomorrow you're going to be talking about the other story that I think Kevin Palmer's running with, that Liverpool are actually pushing to get the Jude Bellingham deal done this January, which would blow everybody's socks off. I believe that one when I see it. I can believe they want to do it. Cannot see how Dortmund would want to do it.
No, absolutely. I did not realise we were Robless tomorrow. No,
this is why.
I feel like they've done this almost despite you, Rob, to keep the awards away, but have no such luck. What have you made of all this, Joel? You're a sensible guy.
Is that right? Okay, yeah, sure. There's nothing like signing a midfielder to sort out your midfielder crisis, is it? And if you get two as well, that helps all. No, that was really exciting last night, especially with the links to Enzo Fernandez, because, you know, he kind of sort of come out of nowhere this season, has he, for Benfica? And he looked really impressive, especially when he played against Juventus. And when you looked at our midfield this season and what we've been able to put on the pitch and the performances of the lads, you're looking at Enzo and thinking he'll do for me. But as for the Bellingham link, I agree. For January, I think it might just be a bit too pie in the sky, should we say. I also don't think Dortmund will let that happen, but I also don't think Bellingham would do that to Dortmund as well. He seems like a very, you know, I'm not a sensible guy, but Jude definitely seems like a sensible guy and a nice guy, and I don't think he'd leave his club in the lurch. But it certainly has helped soothe the Luis Diaz injury, hasn't it? When you get linked to two midfielders and one of them might come off very soon. So, yeah, Merry Christmas.